Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday. Good morning. Here we are.
Hello.
How are you today?
I can't believe it's Friday. It's gone quick.
The week has gone quickly.
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
Yep.
I was preparing some breakfast this morning. I put some Weet-Bix and some cut up fruit in like a Ziploc bag to bring to work.
Gosh, that's a bit fancy. A bit of fruit in the Bix.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I prepare it all, like put it in the little Ziploc.
Huh.
And then I'm like packing up, ready to go out the door.
There's a hole in it.
No, no.
Oh.
Bag was fine. Bag wasn't with me. I put it back in the cupboard with the Weet-Bix.
Good job.
I was like, excellent. I'm losing my mind this morning.
That is where your brain is at.
That is where it's at this morning.
Oh,
so
far out. This will be fun.
It is going to be an exciting morning.
You're going to be the unhinged one of the two.
Possibly.
Ooh,
possibly.
This barely ever happens.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It still hasn't fully occurred, but that is a possibility. With a start to the day like that, all to play for this morning.
Fantastic.
How was your day yesterday?
Oh, my God. Busy. I'm tired.
What did you do?
Okay, so straight after work, had to go to an appointment.
Yeah.
And then I had to go pick Mum up from work.
Oh.
And then I had to head home, and then my dad was finishing up doing some colour matching on my boyfriend's car, so he stuck around for a bit. We went to Super Cheap Auto after that, and then we went to soccer. No, sorry, I went to the gym, and then I came home, got changed, went to soccer.
That's right.
Did a bit of coaching.
You did the coaching.
Well, a little bit. I helped out. I was a dummy.
Were they calling you coach?
No, they call me Ari.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, nice.
Bye, Ari. Bye. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it was great.
How old were they? 36?
Oh,
right.
No. 36-year-olds got, hi, Ari.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, was I?
It was great, though. It was nice to see Dad coaching again.
Nice,
so it's a bit
nice.
Of nostalgia for me.
Oh, how good.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So, Ari, you know how yesterday on the show we were talking about the, junior doctors being called marshmallows in that leaked email?
Yeah, at the John Hunter.
At the John Hunter. Well, it's kicked off a bunch of protests both here and around the state. Yeah, of junior doctors.
Oh, come off it.
Well,
just relax, would ya? Just go do your job and go home and just ignore the haters.
Well, I'm just reporting on what's going on. Yes, it's kicked off a bunch of protests. Look, it'll be interesting to see. Imagine that's what kicks off, say, changes for junior doctors or whatever.
Well, I would be surprised just by calling, like, a couple of junior people marshmallows, a lolly, a type of soft lolly.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's I would say it's an insult, though. You can't deny that.
Yeah. You know what? You could just flip it on its head. If I was a junior doctor and someone called me a marshmallow, I'd be like, well, at least I'm squishy and I make people happy and I taste good.
So, well, that is a different way of looking at it. Maybe they need to, flip it upside down.
Yeah, and I'm an iconic staple of the camping world.
That too.
And singing Kumbaya around the fire. So, that's how
so
I would
what
do
now?
It. So, That's how I would come back at it.
Okay.
Release your own statement on social media and be like, hey, I am tasty. It's like,
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
All right. Good tips from Ari. Maybe they don't need to protest. Maybe they just need to change their view on the whole situation.
I agree.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here from our live and local newsroom, and starting things off, Bree, with there's been a development, I guess, with this fire that happened at the Lake Macquarie Council building, yeah?
Yeah, there's been a major development in the past 24 hours on that one. So a second man has now been charged with that fire attack last year. So it all happened in November, just before 4 a.m, and they're saying it was about $12 million in damage.
Wow.
That is a lot.
I remember the story, Ari, and it's a council building, and obviously, they'd put a lot of money into that. I just didn't know how much damage was actually done. $12 million's a lot. I mean, that's almost new building territory, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they're currently working out of a temporary building at the moment while everything sort of gets back up and running, gets fixed. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't know what sort of goes through people's minds to think, hey, let's go set fire to a building tonight.
Just arsons. There's a whole psychology behind it.
Yeah, awful, all of that. I mean, what a waste of resources at the end of the day.
Idiots doing dumb things,
yes,
you know.
That, well put, Ari.
Things.
Eloquently put.
Arson
is, it's a bad crime.
Yeah, right, stop it.
Let's switch things up because you've also got a story about the airport. Is that right?
Yeah, so Newcastle Airport have crunched the numbers on their 2024 season. So they saw more than 1.2 million people walk through their gates.
Wow.
That's good.
That's huge numbers.
But even better than that, 232,000 cups of coffee sold. Newcastle love their coffee.
Well, they do.
Well, I mean, yes. I would like to know how many sweeteners packets they went through.
Don't know sweeteners.
What about serviettes? They don't have all the stats.
I always have at least 2 to 3 sweetener packets in my coffees because I have like extra strong, so I would like to know the packet numbers.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a way to work that out.
I would just ask Natalie Nelms. Wasn't she on the board at some stage before she resigned?
She was. She's probably still got access to the stats.
Probably. And they haven't changed her login on the database yet.
Password 1234 still works.
Nelms 23. I don't know.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And any other stats in and around it too?
Well, this is no surprise. 71,000 beers sold.
Okay.
I would have expected more.
Do you guys have a drink before you get on a flight? Are you guys nervous for us?
I'm not nervous, but I still have a drink.
I like a couple of nips. Yeah.
I love a mimosa of the morning.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah, listen to this. Very fancy.
I need to start getting on the Brie train.
Definitely.
Okay, well, there we go. So obviously quite a lot of, people taking advantage of all the restaurants and stuff that are a part of the, of the airport. Mm-hmm. And then there's the expansion that's going to go ahead for this year or get finalised this year.
Yeah, hopefully that multi-million dollar expansion is slated to open in August. So that'll be huge.
Nice. UFM. De Novos. Artificial intelligence is weaseling its way into everything just about.
It certainly is. It's so quickly expanding.
Yeah, look, it's used for good, sometimes used to cheat
evil.
Systems like, you know, write me an essay on this, you know, that type of thing.
For evil.
So over in the UK, there's this department store retailer. It's called John Lewis. You're not supposed to know what it is. It doesn't matter. But it's basically, a department store that sells homewares items.
Like you sort of Meijer. But maybe a bit younger orientated.
Yeah, with like a little bit of, Robin's Kitchen thrown in there type of thing. Anyway, so it's
Paris
become...
scarf.
pretty much, actually, now that you think about it. Apparently this John Lewis department has just started to use artificial intelligence to check whether shoppers are old enough to buy knives. So this is through their online service, not when you actually walk into the store.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yeah. So... it uses a technology called facial age estimation. The online store can then check whether someone is over 18 without needing to see their ID. So when someone wants to buy a knife, the shopper actually has to give permission themselves to the website to take a photo of their face, which is then scanned by AI. It does its little calculations and whatnot. And just goes, oh, hang on. This person's faking their age, they're saying that they're 25 and really they're 17 or, things like that. Or, to cheat the systems, like some young, teenagers will, put a photo up of...
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
I mean,
security guards out the front of nightclubs are shaking in their boots.
Well,
because if a computer can tell how old you are just by looking at you...
Yeah.
That is more than... most humans. Most humans get it wrong all the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes when you're, lining up outside of, King Street or Argyle House or something like that, they do have... little scanner or readers of your IDs and stuff. They're not using AI per se.
That's just a computer, photo of your ID.
That's right. So I just think that this could actually be beneficial for things like clubs and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if it works and they can get it right. If it can do better than a human. Because you look at someone like yourself, you look way younger than your age.
Oh, thank you.
You look sort of, 22 or something.
Okay, cool.
But that's like my human assessment. But maybe a robot knows better. Maybe it can somehow, I don't know, look into your soul and just know.
Read the pores on your skin and are 27.
So, I don't know. The good news, I guess, would be more people would get what they need because they're the right age and there's no, like, question about it.
Yeah.
The bad news is people won't get questioned for their ID and won't get flattered. You know that moment where someone asks for your ID and you go, yeah, all right, I'll show you. I look young, don't I?
Oh, I always turn around and go, of course you can.
You love it, right?
I love it.
Let's not get rid of the people ID checkers too soon then. Yeah, Ari likes the little bit of flattery now and again.
Damn! Damn, it feels good to be the Novos. The Novos. New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
I saw a post on Newcastle Reddit about a day or two ago, and someone's asking a question of whether or not Horseshoe Beach, so that's kind of like the dog beach area at Nobby's, is the new campground, because they've then posted a photo of like this kind of small caravan RV looking thing, and it's like a full setup in the car park in one of the corners. Like they've got their clothes out, they've got
they are camping.
It kind of looks like a beanbag of some kind. Yeah, so it looks like they're camping, but it's not a campground, for one, but this person has been living there for a while. So on Boxing Day, for example, that just passed, so when my family and I went down there, we obviously had to cross through that little car park there to get to the Horseshoe Beach, and they were already set up.
They were there still.
Yeah, so they're just living there.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, with the cost of living crisis, a lot of people just are living in vans and cars around Newcastle.
I totally get it.
It's you see it all over the place. And some places, like in the city, they've switched it now to four-hour parking.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, so obviously to try and move some of these people on.
Yeah.
Because like, they'll often target the beach car parks because they'll shower there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So they go, well, that's perfect, and it's a beautiful spot.
And it's a bit of breeze.
It's a bit of breeze coming in, and you can go for a swim each day at least or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's how you can also bathe.
Well, that's
water. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and then have a shower after you set, actually. Mm. But it's a ongoing problem, and I think it's sort of, it's not ideal that there's people living there in a car park at the beach.
But it's a good thing, though. I reckon they should be allowed to stay there because technically they're only taking up two spots in a way, and it's at the end. There's plenty of car parks down there.
Yeah,
they're not hurting anyone.
Yeah, or like if they're there overnight, and then like go park somewhere else during the day or whatever.
Oh,
that's definitely doesn't bother me personally.
No, no, not at all.
You just know, people need somewhere to stay if they need it.
Look, just stay in your area and just be kind to people. That's all you need to do.
That is a great perspective. I love it. On the line now, we have Marnie from the hit musical Titanic. This is so exciting. You might have heard about it. Good morning, Marnie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure.
Yes.
Now, for someone that doesn't know anything about it, tell everyone what Titanic is all about.
Titanic is, as Celine Dion would say, the kooky, crazy retelling of the movie Titanic. So you've got all the characters that you love from the movie, Jack and Rose, etc. Mm-hmm. And it is told by Celine Dion, who claims that she was a passenger on board the Titanic. And she tells the story what actually went down that night.
Oh, so it's not like out of the, I guess, perspective of the love story. It's out of the perspective of, hey, actually, this is what happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is the story of the love story. But
okay.
It's just, there's a lot of popular culture references in there.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
A lot of, because the Australian production is the first production to be put on anywhere in the world outside of New York.
Wow.
There's a lot of Australian local references in the show as well.
So this is local, as.
There's a lot of references to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Excellent.
And, but, yeah, there's something in it for everybody.
Right. So is it safe to say that you are Celine Dion herself in this musical?
Yes, I am playing the icon Celine Dion.
How cool would it be to say that, hey?
I know.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, and so, of course, that means that I have to take great care of myself because I have to sing like Celine Dion eight shows a week, which is, you know, a massive, requires a massive amount of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And So the show is infused with Celine Dion's greatest hits, like throughout the night.
Amazing.
And even if you don't like know all the Celine Dion songs, you'll still, you know, enjoy watching the show and seeing the ridiculous retelling of the Titanic movie.
Now, you mentioned you've got to take great care of your voice. Are you just buying more soothers? Are you drinking honey? Have you got a little routine going on?
Yes.
Well, it's really just like keeping quiet, actually. Like not, you know, doing too much during the week outside of doing the shows. Mm-hmm. Having a good warm-up, a good warm-down after the show as well. And, yep, all of those things. Manuka honey, I've got some, you know, good lozenges and lots of water, Hydrolite, all of that.
Yeah, so you're really like an athlete getting ready for, you know, the season ahead, if you will.
Yeah. Well, it really is.
As well, I mean, because, you know, the season has been extended to the 30th of March, which is fantastic. It must be a great feeling knowing that the demand is so high. But surely, like, the long stint on stage, like you say, must be exhausting. Is there anything that you and the cast do together, like, you know, post-show?
You know, sometimes we'll have a drink after the show and we'll go and, like, say hello to the, you know, people who've been in the audience that night.
Oh, nice.
Most of the bonding between the cast members is like before the show, where we all sort of like get each other in the right zone and you know, G each other up and you know, we do our warm up, physical vocal warm up before the show.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Well, also because it is based on the storyline by James Cameron, you know, all that type of thing with that film. Tell us about your connection to the original storyline. And I have to ask about the iconic floating door scene. Is it the same thing? Are we going to see Rose save herself and, like, put Jack in the water?
That scene is done so well in the show. I think that is my favourite scene in the whole show. It's so funny. It's so silly. Of course, it's the most talked about scene from the movie Titanic. Everyone knows there was definitely enough room on that door for Jack. So, Rose, I don't want to give away too much, that scene is very, very funny.
That's one to watch for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for, I guess, giving us a little hint into this. We've heard the ads on our station as well. You know, there's a lot of hype in and around this show, and rightly so by the looks of it. So congratulations on what is already a great success, having the extension of the time and everything. And thank you so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you.
So go and see it at the Grand Electric in Sydney, Titanic, up until March 30.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, weekend starts today.
Yeah.
So how about this? The Friday Chill.
Oh.
So this is a live music event with bands, food vendors, street performers. You can bring like a blanket, chairs, whatever you want.
Gosh.
It's happening at Pacific Park, Newcastle. Kicks off 6:30 tonight.
That sounds lovely.
Really?
Right in the afternoon.
That's right, because it's dark so late at the moment. Mm-hmm. You can enjoy that sort of thing. All right, then, of course, we go over to Saturday. Aaron Chen's performing at the Civic Theatre, 7 p.m.
Love Aaron Chen.
Very funny man.
Yes.
Which is great. It's his show, Funny Garden.
Great.
The Hunter Valley Air Show is also on tomorrow at Cessnock Airport, which is brilliant. And ongoing, a bit of action on Sunday as well.
Yeah.
And then here's one for you, Ari.
Yeah.
Margs and Margs at the Nag's Head Hotel, Adamstown.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I thought you might be into that. Around 12:30 it starts.
Ooh.
So that's a good one. Then, of course, we have to talk about the Mighty Jets. Now, it's a double header. So, this is much must-watch soccer this weekend. Go get your tickets so you don't miss out.
So the guys and the gals are playing?
That's it. It's going to be a great game.
Two games.
Two games, rather. What I meant was great action.
Well, yeah.
You know, the Jets are hungry for a win, and that's what it's all about. So fingers crossed, you know, we've been talking about it all week, but obviously the excitement's building as we get closer to tomorrow, right?
Definitely.
Starts at 5 o'clock, so you want to be there early, get your seat and your drinks and food and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, you got to get your good seats.
That's it. Okay, so get in and amongst it on Saturday. Sunday, here's a bit of fun. Samba Frog at the Lass.
That?
Brazilian music, and so you get out there. The group is called Samba Frog.
Oh, fun.
You know that's going to be a fun dance band or whatever,
hell
right?
Yeah.
Just by the name. Sounds bouncy.
Where's that at?
The Lass.
The Lass.
In Wickham, which is good. And then I'm extending the weekend out to Monday because it's the Super Bowl.
Monday is
the Super Bowl. So Exchange Hotel has something on in the morning.
Nice.
Because it kicks off 10:30.
Yeah.
And then they've got at the Nag's Head at Adamstown, Super Bowl Suds and Sliders is what they're calling it.
Yes.
So I'm guessing they're talking about a few frothies and some delicious sliders.
Should we watch the Super Bowl this year?
Well, why not? 10:30.
Oh, we can knock off early for the day.
Well, yeah, we've got to. It's for work. We've got to go talk about it the next day. We can't do that without watching it.
We'll go ask the boss man for a bit of an allowance.
That's it. so much on this weekend around our city. And Saturday, the weather's looking great. Sunday, chance of a shower, but that's probably later in the day. So get out there and enjoy our incredible city this weekend.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
All right, so Ari, last night, my wife Emmy said, look, there's a couple of bananas that are just sort of a bit squishy.
Okay, a bit overripe.
Overripe. Can you make some banana bread?
Great idea.
And I was like, yeah, okay, no worries. You know, I was doing a few other bits and bobs anyway.
Quick question, because I've actually never made banana bread myself.
Sure.
Does it take a while to make?
It's pretty quick, actually.
Oh.
It's made, well, the baking's 45 minutes, roughly.
Oh, okay, sure.
Maybe closer to an hour, actually.
Yeah.
But the preparation, 10 minutes or less.
Wow, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, very fast.
Yep.
Anyway, I may have left out one ingredient.
Banana?
No.
Oh.
Have a look at the result.
Okay, I'm looking at a photo here.
Okay.
It's very flat.
I forgot the baking powder. It didn't rise at all.
Okay, so it's just
zero
a dense
rise.
Brick. It looks like a brick.
Okay, so I sliced a bit off the end. It tastes fine, actually. It doesn't even taste that dense.
It just
didn't rise at all.
That's such a sad little piece of cake.
Next to it, I had to put a chopstick for scale. It's only a bit thicker than a chopstick. It's like a pancake.
Banana bready pancakes.
That is one of my worst ever cooking fails.
Pancake bread with a hint of banana.
However you sell it, it's not passing muster. I said, do you want me to make another one? Because we had some frozen banana as well. So it's too late. So I'll have to make one today.
A bran cake.
Yeah.
Bran cake.
Oh, my God. Worst ever cooking fail.
You forgot the baking powder.
Just the most crucial element, that's all.
Oh, my God.
Second to the bananas, probably.
Hey, you know what? Because you are such a pro cook, pro chef, you're bound to have a mistake at some stage.
Oh,
so better
it
the
is.
Banana bread instead of, like, the salmon.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
What a nightmare, though. How stupid.
Just make sure you eat it, though, because it still looks tasty.
Honestly, I had a slice off the end. It's good.
Okay, we'll keep eating it, then.
It's just too thin.
Oh, goodness
me. What a nightmare.
New FM. The Novos.
We brought you a story a couple of days ago talking about this new study from discovercars.com that found Aussies are actually ranked number 4 in the world on the list of politest drivers. So we've ranked pretty highly on this scale of being on the road.
Yeah.
Which is good
in
terms of rankings.
Yeah.
It certainly does. But then we went into more local approach and went, hey, how good or courteous are Newcastle drivers? Now, there's been a bit of a debate behind the scenes. Obviously, being on the road, it can be a dangerous place.
Yeah.
It can also be very handy, like getting in your car, driving to work, driving
sure.
whatever. It's convenient. But we do want to ask the question, just throw it out to see how our actual Novocastrians and Hunter residents feel about this.
About the driving in our own backyard.
Yes.
Are Newey drivers good?
Mm-hmm.
And are they courteous?
Mm.
Where do we sit sort of thing?
Exactly. Just a bit of a temperature check. Now, I'm going to kick us off.
Okay, at an instinctive level.
At an instinctive level, I'm going to say nah, not good enough. So they're not courteous as much as what they could be, and they're certainly more oblivious than others.
Have you come across any situations like that recently?
Every day. Okay. Every day. Like, well, I feel like...
I think I touched a button there.
Look, I just... I'm a safe driver, okay? And I always let people in, all that type of thing. But the amount of times that I've either nearly been T-boned...
Jeez.
Or, like, you know, kind of cut off in a car park or whatever the situation, it is dangerous out there. And I'm not going to say that, you know, they're not nice people that drive these cars, but I'm just going to say that they're oblivious and not courteous enough.
Like around Newcastle is quite a bit, you reckon, of just oblivious drivers.
Bit too dangerous for my liking, I think. There's potential for issues.
Here's my frame of reference.
Okay.
I lived for a long time in Sydney before coming here.
Yeah.
They're way more dangerous down there, I reckon. I reckon on comparatively, this is my view, Newcastle's safer and better drivers and more courteous.
Interesting.
I reckon I get let in more, whereas down there they'll just cut in Sydney, they'll just cut you off for no good reason. They just go, I'll have that spot, straight in.
Oh, jeez.
And you just miss them, have to slam on the brakes, that sort of thing.
Interesting. Okay, well, I used to live in Canberra, okay, a couple of years ago. Now, they are terrible drivers down there. One, they either ride your bumper bar, or two, if you've got your car in a car park somewhere, try and like park next to a pillar or somewhere else out on the street or something like that, because they will always open doors into your car. So the amount of chips that I've had on my car because of that stint in Canberra, man.
No good.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess what we want to know here, 4967-4105, are Newcastle drivers courteous and quite good, or are they not? You're saying they're not really, isn't it?
Not really.
They're not good enough.
Room for improvement.
Room for improvement. I think it's good here. Like, after being in Sydney, I got here. They'll let you in, you know, if you're in a traffic queue.
What about all the hoons?
Give you a wave, that sort of stuff.
Too many hoons.
Nah, I don't see them.
So they're all really in Edgeworth and Cameron Park, mate.
maybe they are.
Yeah, okay. Have to
do. 6:53, you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Asking you the question this morning on 4967-4105, if you have some input here, are Newcastle drivers courteous or not?
Yeah, that's
right. Are they a bit
oblivious
or are they a bit dangerous? What are your thoughts? I think they're a bit oblivious, and to be fair, I don't like it when I'm travelling through car parks or any type of intersection because I feel like I'm about to get T-boned.
Well, you said you felt like it just within the last week or two, right?
Honestly, yeah, a couple of times. Oof. There was a couple of near misses. I'm like, what's going on?
Nerve-wracking for you. I reckon overall they're good, the drivers here.
Wow, that surprises me.
What do you mean?
I thought that I was on the money here.
Well, okay.
So I wasn't alone.
And to be fair, once I was hit and run in Newcastle, so...
Oh, jeez.
Less than ideal.
I was terrible.
I was fine. They took off. Anyway, it's what it is. To be fair, maybe I'm on your side.
Drop that bomb just there. Wow.
Just a little treat for you.
Oh, dear.
Now, we do have on the team someone from the Central Coast. I am, of course, talking about producer Mark. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Yes, that's me. I'm on the sunny coast.
I think that gives you a unique perspective. Mm. What are your thoughts? Newcastle drivers, safe, courteous or not? Or are they better at the coast, Sydney? What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Look, I haven't noticed Newcastle drivers to be that dangerous or bad
at
all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sydney, I will agree, is a little bit more dangerous.
It's the Wild West down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is, and it's a big city. There's a lot more people. It's a rat race down there. It's just, it opens it up for a lot more going on the roads.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Central Coast, though... Very similar to Newcastle. People there are a lot more chilled out. But I will hands down give my vote, I reckon, to the most dangerous strip of road in Australia is the M1 from Sydney pretty much up to Newcastle. Because you've got a lot of people that are living in those three town cities and they're doing the commutes up and down the highway, especially at like the tradie hours. You'll get a lot of tradies on the road at that time and they're just, they're this hooning around. They're trying to get to building sites and it can get pretty gnarly out there.
A lot of heroes on the pedals. Yeah, gotcha.
All right, there we go. That's the Central Coast view on the situation. Let's head out to Madawi now. Mm-hmm. Gabby, what are your thoughts?
Hey everyone, so I've got two perspectives on it.
Okay.
One as a cyclist and one as a driver.
Okay.
I would say most people are very good, but the ones that are not good are super duper dangerous here. For me, even just driving on, like riding on cycle paths, mm-hmm. I will get beeped at, I will get shouted at by people, like literally stick their head out windows and shout and shake their fist, and it's like, what? I'm not even on the road. I've had one guy try to literally hit me. I had to go down a driveway to stop them getting me at night. Like,
oh my God.
Scary stuff. So,
what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just leave poor Gabby alone if you see her on the cycle path.
Let her cycle in peace.
Yeah, or any other cyclist too, for that matter. Hey, that's why I don't ride bikes. Sounds too dangerous.
You know that, and you have to actually ride it.
Ah, yeah,
and,
that's,
you know, strenuous activity.
Small issue.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
All right, let's jump into our brand new game. This is the Novos Name 5. A quick recap on how it works. 10 seconds on the clock. You have to name 5 things related to that category that we give you. Now, it is possible. We've had some examples all week. I've tested you all week, Kruger. Yeah. You've done well.
Thank you.
Yes, and so have our listeners.
Generally good at stuff like this.
Oh, all right then. So it's a game of quick thinking.
Basically,
okay.
It is. I've had 7 coffees or whatever. No wonder I'm thinking quick.
Yeah, exactly. You're nearly hyperventilating over there. All right, so this is just super duper easy, and we do have some prizes on offer.
That's right. First of all, you get a family ticket to go see the Jets for their big doubleheader, McDonald Jones Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's on tomorrow. Action starts at 5.
Great.
Plus, in the draw for $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland.
Love it.
Let's meet our contestant trying to get all these prizes in Elmore Vale. It's Helen. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you? I'm pretty well.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to
you
hear.
You sound chipper. How is Elmore Vale this morning?
Well, it's sunny. Wonderful weather.
That's a good win,
perfect,
isn't it? You're on your way to work. You're wrapping up. What's the situation?
I'm going to visit some grandchildren before they start their first days at high school and go back to school.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
So nice. Where do they live at?
They live at Crowder's Bay.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Tell them we say hi.
Yeah, exactly. You're on a little journey. That's a nice for you to drop in on that day because it's a special day for them, yeah?
Also quite nerve-wracking.
I think so too.
Yeah. Make sure you get some photos, yeah?
I'm going. That's my plan.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
Hopefully I can tell them I can take them to the Jets game tomorrow night.
Well, fingers crossed.
I think I've made this one pretty easy for you, Helen. So hopefully you
It'll
get it. Okay. All right. No pressure at all. Okay, so you know how the game works. You're all across it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's just jump straight in, get those tickets. Okay, here we go. 10 seconds. You got to name 5 pieces of clothing. Go. Time starts now.
Dress, T-shirt, shorts, underpants, bra.
Oh, you've gone and done it.
You're going to the Jets, Helen.
Those are the clothes you're wearing right now, is it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You just looked at yourself and went, I've got this, it's on me.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well done, Helen. Enjoy going to the Jets and enjoy telling them you've got the tickets.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best part. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Our latest local winner going into the weekend here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I love this. I've come across a new dating app. It was
Will on the Rocks?
No. I knew you were going to ask that question. No, we're fine. I'm talking about like an advertisement that popped up through social media.
Okay.
You know how you can just get like sponsored ads or something like that?
So you weren't searching
certainly
new dating
not.
Apps?
No,
okay.
I'm
just checking in.
Oh, don't put those rumors out there. I'll get in trouble.
It's good to hear you guys are going well.
Yeah. Well, this, honestly, if we weren't in a relationship, I probably would be on this dating app.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
Wink.
It looks like it's putting Hinge to shame. So Hinge is all about marketing itself as like the dating app to be deleted. In like you're definitely going to find a match and it's going to be love and all that type
of
thing.
True love, yeah.
Hinge was fun at the time when I was on it a couple of years ago, but this little app is called Amata. So I think it started overseas in France, but of course it's an international dating app. So how it works is its whole campaign is let's play matchmaker for you. So what it does, it uses friend-worthy AI that intimately understands you and also like millions of others, and then sets you up with the people who are truly best for you. So it takes kind of personality traits from you. It takes like a little bit of information, like what you like to do, what you like to eat, what are you looking for in a relationship or whatnot. So then they find someone that's kind of equally yoked to you, and then they kind of match you up together.
Right. So it's kind of like a AI matchmaker, but it's French.
Well, oh la la. Well, I think it was started in France.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, like...
Do you like the same type of baguette? No, I like mine crispy. Oh, it's not going to work out then.
I like ham and cheese on mine.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, so... basically on the App Store, it shows you some examples of what it can do for you. So it's taken like two random people, say like Danielle and Luke. Now what it does, it shows here Danielle, 29, is fond of hiking just like you. So it shows you their profile.
Oh,
and her weekends often find her exploring new trails, blah, 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 blah. And then the person then asks, oh, well, what's her personality like? So it uses the AI as your little friend that matches you two up.
This, I actually think this could work quite well.
Super easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it saves you swiping and whatnot.
If, you know, for some reason it hadn't worked out with you, Will, you could go, likes Doritos. And they'd be like, Darren also likes Doritos. Perfect. You guys are a match.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Know about you, but I feel so, Ari, you know the Merriweather Surf House? That's that like old school building that has blue door and stuff in it.
It is a beautiful place to go, yes.
Yeah, so not the big fancy new one. Mm. I'm talking about the old school one.
Oh, sure.
So upstairs in that, every Sunday, there is a pop-up Korean restaurant.
What?
Opens in there. I had no idea about
this. How'd you find out?
Word on the street.
Oh, okay.
Online article.
Yeah, sure.
Word on the street. So apparently this happens. It's been going on for nearly a year. You can book via Instagram.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, or you can just like ring up or, you know, there's different ways to do it. Or there's walk-ins as well. But the food looks extraordinarily good. I'm excited to try it.
So it's only on Sundays?
Sundays only. It's just a pop-up once a week. And, yeah, it looks awesome. And it's such good views up there. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It
is. It's a little bit of an untapped gem.
Bit of a treat.
Yeah. Mm. So, if you're looking for, like, a bit of a, you know, a little date night or something, it's what a great opportunity to go somewhere that's only open once a week. It feels a bit like a secret, you know?
A bit exclusive.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a feeling you'll be there in 2 days.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
I'm sending the photos of this to my wife saying, should we book this and
yeah,
go?
Yeah, definitely.
It looks delicious. So there we go. A little hot tip for you.
There you go.
The culinary scene.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yesterday afternoon, Ari, I got... this is so ridiculous.
Oh,
but
God, here we go.
I was cleaning out the pond at the front of the house.
Oh, good. Yes.
Right. And needed it. I got so excited about how it was all going.
What do you mean?
So it's just such an old man thing to get excited about, like garden maintenance or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I just went, geez, I'm getting old when this is what's exciting rather than hitting the clubs on a Friday night.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, how's this pond going to look? Oh, sparkly. If I use this chemical right here, and oh, look how that scrubs that. That's nice.
Yeah, oh, geez, look at all the algae I've washed off those rocks there. How brilliant.
Have like a bucket of the said algae of like all the waste and stuff, and you go, I just cleaned all that out.
Yeah, it looks so good.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, I'm getting old when that's the exciting thing I'm pumped up about on the first day.
Oh, better clean the pond.
Oh, clean the pond. That'll be very satisfying. And then it got me thinking about all of those, like, not only moments, but stuff that you go, oh, I'm getting old.
Yes.
A couple of examples come to mind.
Great.
And this one hit close to home yesterday as well. You drop something, you pick it up, and you start making that, sound.
When you, like, bend down and have to get back up, you're like, yeah.
You make that sound. Here's another one.
Go.
When I made the failed banana bread last night, right?
All right.
I'm doing the clean up the kitchen afterwards.
Yeah.
And I now do that thing. I can't believe it. It's such an old person thing to do.
What?
Where you get like the little, like a cloth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you like sweep all the crumbs into your hand.
Oh, yes. And then you like open up the bin and so gently kind of like whoosh it out.
Whoosh it all out. I swear, as a person before, say, the age of 25, I'd never done a crumb sweep in my life.
No.
I just didn't do it.
But I think you're right with the 25, because I started doing that at 25.
There's a certain point where you go, oh, I'm old, how ridiculous.
Yeah, I love it.
One more to wrap things up.
Go.
At the hairdressers.
Yeah.
And they're like, you need a shorter haircut. Because you're going, because you're thinning and it'll make it look less bald. I was like, well, that is brutal but true. So I now have shorter haircuts, that's why.
How disheartened did you feel?
Very.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Now, Ari, you are not old, but the things that you that sometimes make you feel a bit old.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've got a couple here,
Everything's
actually.
Relative, yeah?
Okay. First and foremost, this is what this one hits me. Okay, ready?
Ready.
I get the being asked sometimes by someone who doesn't know me or has just met me or something like that. We'll go, oh, do you have kids too? It's like, no.
Duh.
Do I look like I need to start having kids?
You're in the age bracket where they go.
It's like, oh, yeah, I have a five-year-old. You do too, right? No.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's a good
okay.
one.
Second of all. When I start, like, putting food out and cleaning up after my friends at parties, and then when I started calling them social engagements instead of parties.
That is an old person thing to call a party.
Social engagement. I think I might go at 5 and then I can leave at 9, so I can go home, go to bed.
That's an old person thing.
Okay, third. Complaining about how loud action movies are or even like the bass levels in the cinema. I don't like going to the theatres anymore because it's too loud for me.
It's weird. You reach a certain age where you go...
Keep it down, would you? Okay, and then last of all,
yep.
On the cleaning spectrum, when vacuuming gave me a sense of joy and pride.
Yeah,
I'm like, cleaning that floor like, oh yeah.
All right, 4967 4105.
Yeah.
Was there a certain moment where you felt old, like a certain thing, or is there these little mannerisms, actions, things that you do? You go, God, I'm old.
Yeah.
When you start doing that, that's or they sort. You would have never done it as a younger person.
Mm.
In Woodbury, Kayla, do you have one?
Yes.
What is it?
Last night I was at work and the vacuum cleaner wasn't sucking properly and I actually cared.
I actually cared.
A younger Kayla would have gone, nah, not my problem,
that's
who
great.
Cares?
I don't care.
Yeah. I know. And my client goes to me, you know what that means? And I was like, you just shush.
I love being shush.
That is a great story as well. That's awesome. Okay, Sue in Madawi, what's your getting old moment?
Well, I always used to drive around with my radio blaring. Now when I'm looking for a parking spot in the shopping centres, I seem to turn my radio off because I can't concentrate when I'm looking for a parking spot.
You know,
I'm
what?
Like, what's going on?
That's a real phenomenon, Sue.
Oh.
I do it when reversing. So
yeah,
I think we're getting old together, Sue.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic, actually. That's a good example.
It sure is. All right, in Stockton, Nadine, what's your getting old moment?
Hi, well, I've got a whisker on my chin and I have to pluck it out. And I didn't want my name on the radio because now everyone knows.
Oh, that's all right.
No, it's you know, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. We appreciate your story.
You know what? I'm just waiting for the whisker to come on my chin that day. Oh, we can bond,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah, that's it. Over a coffee in not Stockton.
Some tweezers.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn, it feels good to be. The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
All right, so earlier in the show and just in the news, they're talking about the Newcastle Airport.
Yep.
And the expansion set to sort of finish up later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
The question everyone has, though, is when can we actually fly to other countries?
Well, that's what I want to know.
That's what I've been trying to, like, research it.
Okay, what's come up?
It seems like... they're not really sure.
Okay, so this is an open-ended date at this point.
The expanded terminal or whatever has a set date, a date it's supposed to open.
Mm.
But really what it is, this is my reading into it, my understanding is that it can take the bigger planes now. They've set up for that.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So the Boeing 787s, the A330s, that sort of thing.
Cool.
Now, these are the planes that, of course, go to places that can do long-haul flights, North Asia, Middle East, Americas even.
Cool.
The key is, though, it comes down to the airlines wanting to actually, like, book these routes.
I think it's because Australia, we're so far away from a lot of countries, aren't we? That would be the issue, right?
No, it's more about the, like, what I mean by that, sorry, I probably haven't made it clear. It's like the airlines need to go, yes, we're going to fly out of Newcastle.
Oh.
So it's not like the airport's going, we're not ready.
Oh, okay.
It's like the airlines need to go, yeah, we think it's viable.
Okay. So, yeah.
So really, like, Newcastle Airport will be ready, but until an airline says, yes, we're ready to, we're going to, you know, say that every once a week or whatever, we're going to fly to Bali.
Yeah.
Then they can do it.
Okay.
But the airline needs to, like, make the booking kind of thing.
Mm.
So it's going to come down to the airlines and what they decide is worth it.
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess, you know, Newcastle, it's a smaller place than Sydney or Melbourne, for example.
It sure is.
And obviously, they have international flights going out of those main hubs. There's thousands and millions more people than what we have here.
There's a lot more people. Yeah. So how do you make that happen? I don't know the answer. How do you convince the airlines to go, there's enough people that want it?
Seems like a job for council.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or the airport itself.
Could also be that.
A lot of the board of directors are council, so there you go.
That's it. So, look, I just want it to happen soon. To be able to fly internationally from Newcastle would be such a win for us.
Yeah, exactly.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I wanted to express a little bit about, it's not an issue that I have, it's more so something that I've noticed about myself just recently in the past 2 months.
Righto.
Okay. So I've entered a new era of my life, Crevo, right?
Now, when you say era, what do you mean by that? What's happening in your life?
So, as in, like, if I give you an example, we've all gone through, like, different phases, like, growing up or throughout our lives. Like, for example, when I was younger, I had, like, a Barbie girl era phase. Like, I had a Tree of Life indie style phase. Okay. Like, I was, like, dressing like that, and that was my life. And
Bohemian.
I was free with the trees, you know? Yeah. And then, like, other people might have, like, gothic eras or, you know, all that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So now I've been roped in, galloping in, if you will, into my Western / cowgirl era. It's no surprise. Yeah! Okay, so I love
this. This is because you're dating a cowboy, basically, isn't it?
Not really.
What noise was that? Is that part of the era?
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I've actually written some things down that I've noticed about myself that I feel a bit sad about this. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit too far gone at this point.
All
I'm
right,
way
I'll,
too
I'll
into
be,
this era.
I'll be the full judge of this.
Okay. I feel like in the next month you're going to see a whole new side of me, Crevo. Okay. First and foremost, I'm addicted to watching Yellowstone, Territory, 1883. So basically all the modern Western / Outback series that are on, like, Netflix and Stan and all that.
If there are cowboy hats in the show,
there's a Cobra and a horse, I'm in.
Ari's watching it. Righto.
Okay, and a big buckle on a belt. Yeah. Okay, next of all, I'm constantly also, like, on Shein at the moment, like, daily, adding, like, country-style outfits to my cart. So I've got, like...
Is that like the pinstripe shirts?
Not pinstripe. They're just, like, kind of country working shirts.
Okay.
And
the fact that you're saying working...
Oh, no.
And you've gotten rid of the G off certain words, that is it's a big indication.
Okay. Third of all, letting my boyfriend, who comes from a country background, kind of fit me for R.M. William boots and jeans. He's, like, obsessed, and he always reminds me, we've got to go jean shopping, babe, and I want to fit you for some nice boots. And he was showing me the different types of boots online the other night, and I was like, oh, they're so good. I'm obsessed with the boots, and I've never liked boots in my life.
When are you going for this fitting?
I don't know, but I hope it's really soon, because I'm right in my era right now. Yeah, so if he wants me to wear some boots, he better take my nail. Next of all, yeah, this one, my mother will roll in her grave. That's if she was dead, but she's still alive. She's probably, like,
good morning, Ari's mum.
Reeling in her seat right now. When I say, I'm literally begging Will, to sleep in the stables at the Sydney Royal Easter Show with, like, the Clydesdales and stuff that they're taking
with
them.
My
like,
God.
I just want to sleep in the stables in the hay.
You do not want to... You don't want to be sleeping in there, trust me, with all the smells and the cows all mooing at night and
you
stuff.
You know what I said to Will's dad the other week when I met him? I was like, what? I love the smell of horses. And he's like, yeah!
Wow.
That'll I'm so sad, aren't I?
That'll well, you know what? Keep us updated because this is highly entertaining. I've come to the judgment that you are well and truly in your cowgirl era.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And sometimes we just get a phone call to the studio from somebody who just wants to say something to the show. This one yesterday was so unusual and so interesting, and there's so much talent here, I thought we just have to play it for you. New FM, this is Crevo. Who do I have here?
We have Raju.
Raju?
Raju.
How are you today?
I'm very good.
That's good. What can I do for you?
I like to sing song to you tomorrow.
Why don't you sing it to me today? What have you got?
You know the song from... about
racing
Waterloo.
Waterloo? Yeah, I know that song. Look, what I can do, I'm going to throw on the recorder now and we'll record it up. How about that?
Okay,
this
is very good.
Okay, all right, go for it. What have you got for us?
My song is something I call my name is Baba.
Baba, okay. Is that like your stage name, is it?
That is the name I use when I'm singing.
Okay, all right, so...
It's
I'm
not
gonna...
Abba, it's Baba.
Oh, I like that. So, here I go. I'm going to introduce you. On the show now, we have Baba singing Waterloo. Take it away.
No, I don't sing the Waterloo. I sing the Vindaloo.
Okay. All right, it's Baba singing Vindaloo. Take it away.
Vindaloo, I wouldn't eat the curry if you paid me to... Every time I take a bite at you, I want to spew. Oh, Vindaloo. Oh, I'll try to eat the Vindaloo. Oh, how can I ever eat you? I feel like I chew when I chew. Oh, Vindaloo. I couldn't eat the curry if you pay me to. Oh, ho, ho.
Wow. That's actually really good. Have you taken, like, professional lessons, or is this just a natural talent? What's the situation?
It's natural to me.
Oh, man, that was so good. Do you mind if we play that on the show tomorrow, get the name out there?
You can.
Yeah?
You can.
And do you have, like, social media somewhere where people can find your music, like Instagram or Facebook or something?
I don't know how to do this one.
Oh, that's all right. Well, anyone who's wanting to, for example... sign Baba with a record contract, or maybe he's got some, you know, singing work around town, just call the station, 4967-4105. Thanks, Baba, okay. For coming on.
I thank you, and we have the Vindaloo.
Yeah, sounds good. Call the show anytime, Baba. See ya.
Okay. Thank you.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Last night, Crevo,
yeah.
I went with my dad to soccer. So he's the technical director out at Walls End FC. They're trying to really develop like the Junior Development League, also the PYL as well, which is Premier Youth League and whatnot. So they're building it back up and they're trying to like get things going again.
With your dad at the helm, there is a great future for that club.
He's
a real talent.
He is. No, he is very
coaching.
Knowledgeable. Yes.
Yeah.
He's well respected, which is good. That's what you need in sport, actually.
It is.
But the thing is, he was down a coach for the training yesterday, so he handled the under 10s, and I went along with him. He's like, all right, can I just grab you to basically demonstrate a little bit and just kind of be my assistant? I said, yeah, sure, no worries. We haven't done that in years. Let's go.
Yeah.
All went well. The little team is very good so far, and there's lots of, I guess, ways we can help them and improve them. So we've got our work cut out for us, but they're just really talented for kids. I was like, what?
That is impressive, yeah.
I was impressed. I'm like, you guys dribble better than me. Why am I here?
Okay, here's a question as well.
Yeah.
So How does that, does this, I guess, club need more people? What is it well subscribed? What's the situation?
Well, at the moment, it is getting better. So yeah, they have plenty of players at the moment. However, there is a couple of age groups that just need a couple more players. So if you're trying to decide between clubs to take your son or daughter to, I would come to Wall's End.
That's, well, you'll get to see Ari for a while.
I'll be there sometimes.
Occasional guest appearances.
But there's some really lovely coaches. Look, I've met all of them. Yeah. They seem really knowledgeable, all different ages as well, the coaches. Yeah. So you're getting a good range of life there.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I think some under-9s players are needed, some under-10s. I think some under-14s as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of movement to go around.
It's so important to keep building up these sports in our city.
That's right.
So if you've got someone, like you said, undecided, come along and get involved. Just see what it's all about.
Yeah,
even.
Definitely.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And Ari, there's a story I read that came out yesterday where Coles has announced they're going to get rid of 2,500 products from their stores. Now,
what
this means is, like, it's about 10% of their products all in one go.
So, I feel like that would be more. Yeah, obviously not.
Yeah, that's obviously from their total range.
Okay.
And their explanation is, we've got too many duplicates. And what they're saying by that is, say, for example, they give the example of salt.
Okay.
They said, we've got like 10 brands of salt, and we probably only need 5. Which you can sort of understand what they're saying.
I do, yes.
But here's my theory on what's happening. And this is my theory because they're not really giving information about what's getting deleted yet.
Okay, got it.
They're just sort of, they're holding those cards close to their chest. They just said it's that many products, right?
Mm.
So the other day I went to Woolies. I wanted to get some, there's this brand of sausages called Mr. Beaks.
Okay, never heard of them, but sure.
They're really, like, a nice quality. It's a bit of a treat. They're probably, like, $8 or something for a six-pack or whatever.
Oh, I got it.
They're a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to use it for a dish, so I wanted the best I could get. And I remember this brand, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there to Woolies. That brand is gone. So
no.
Is, like, a few other, like, nicer brands that I would get as an alternative. But what they had was a Woolies packet of sausages that looked a lot like Mr. Beaks, but and was the same price, but it was just a Woolworths one.
Oh, so it's not just like they've put their brand on it, their name on it. It's literally Woolworths brand.
It's Woolworths brand.
To say, oh, this is the premium edition of our brand.
Of our brand. Yeah. You could still buy your home brand sausages for, you know, $4.50 or whatever price it was. But if you wanted the premium ones, it's still home brand. But it just had premium written on it. Tried them. They weren't as good.
Ah, see?
So what they've done there is gotten rid of products, like a few products there, and given you still the same number of choices, but they're all just Woolworths choices.
That's interesting. I don't like it.
I don't either. My theory is they're going to get rid of more things and then just have them as, like, more Coles options or, like, Coles Select or whatever their premium version is. Same with Woolies. You end up with less choice and paying the same money.
I have to say, only in a slight defence, I will say that the home brand of things like the Coles Select or the Woolworths, whatever, their products are much better than what they were, and they have great options there. So, and I buy a lot of home brand things. However, I don't like the fact that they're literally ripping away from you the choice of, like, oh, hey, I feel like this type of, like, biscuit with this in it, instead I have to buy the home brand that doesn't have my favourite bits and bobs in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. And look, I'm not against having your bargain brands. And on some stuff, like, it doesn't matter. You know, it's exactly the same. But on certain things, and if I've, you know, it's a treat or something like that, for example, if I want to spend a bit more and get something I want to select, then I feel like the ones, they should have more choice.
It's like, well, I want the Bulla ice cream. But you don't have the Bulla, you've only got the Peters. So, well, that's not fair.
Exactly. It doesn't feel fair. Yep. And I don't like when they're getting rid of stuff like this.
Yeah.
I think there should be more choice, not less.
They're going backwards.
Yeah, it's not a good direction for our supermarkets to be going in.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yes.
This weekend, what are you up to? Anything? You going to see your boyfriend or anything?
Oh, of course, yeah. He's nice. Not escaping a Saturday night without me.
Yeah.
No, we'll probably just watch like a TV show or a film tomorrow night.
How cute. So romantic.
I've got to do the housework tomorrow, so just kind of like the standard weekend for me.
Yeah, curl up on the couch, glass of Prosecco or something.
All that's missing is a little dog.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe you guys should adopt a puppy this weekend.
Or maybe I'll just borrow Murphy, my brother's dog.
Oh, yeah.
He's always up for a cuddle.
That's free at least, isn't it?
It is free.
And you don't have to pay the vet bills.
Yeah, that's true.
Smart.
What are you up to?
I've got a house guest coming to visit. They'll be staying for the weekend, which is great. A friend out from England, which is really cool. So, you know, we'll just see some of the sights and stuff and hang out. And
watch some faulty towers.
Well, probably not.
Some Gogglebox.
I think you probably want Australian
stuff. Oh, yeah, look at that. Take a look at that.
Your accents never cease to amaze
me. They're terrible.
Are you kidding? Some of the best work I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks.
Before we go, we also need to award a prize. Mm-hmm. Today, $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland.
Amazing.
Friends of the show and just stunning food. Goes to Kayla in Woodbury. We were talking about those little moments in life when you realise you feel you're a bit old and this happened, or this was Kayla's.
Last night, I was at work, and the vacuum cleaner wasn't sucking properly, and I actually cared.
A younger Kayla would have gone, nah, not my problem,
that's
who cares?
I don't care.
I know. And my client goes to me, you know what that means? And I was like, you just shush.
There we go. Thanks for calling the show.
We had some great stories.
We did. You can catch up on all of that on the podcast as well. Have a lovely weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Chat to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.